The timer is set, and here I go again to try another one of these things. Today, it's just the day after my 39th birthday. I spent yesterday with my nephew and those people that he lives with, so it was a good day and all that. But I did feel like, given the themes that this thing is about, I should probably try to record one before I forget. I don't know. Having said that, I don't really feel like birthdays matter all that much in terms of making me feel closer to being dead. They technically are, but every day technically is. So, and I wonder, next year it'll be 40 years. That's a bigger milestone, at least with the way we were conditioned for round numbers and going from in your 30s to in your 40s. I assume, I haven't listened back to any of these, but I assume I've told the story about how when I was 9, the changeover to 10 was a big deal to me and the impetus for most of my feelings of mortality. That has not been something that is repeated as I have aged. The milestones just don't matter that much to me. So I don't really have anything to say about the fact that I have just turned 39 or whatever. But it's still, as I say, it still happened. I'm still closer to being dead. There's no slowing down that train. But again, I had a good day. And I did not, during that day, think about mortality, which is what I often do. It's why I'm doing this thing, even though I'm not getting to play Nintendo out of it, like with my original plan. What else? I spoke about my nephew. He's 3 years old, 3 and a half. Depending on how you count it, whether you include halves or not. I wonder sometimes about his ideas about death, because I have, even as young as 2, I think, I heard him, I don't remember the exact context, but we were looking at a picture of something, and an animal was laying down, and he pointed at it and said, "It's dead." And I don't know where he got that from. The animal in the picture wasn't dead, it was sleeping, or maybe not even sleeping, maybe just laying down. But he somehow knew the concept of death, at least on a level. Yesterday, even though it was my birthday, I made sure to get him some stuff. One of the things he got yesterday was a Wolverine toy, the superhero Wolverine, not the animal. I wasn't having the direct conversation when I heard it, but I thought he said something about Wolverine killing people, which A, is accurate. But again, he's 3 years old. Where would he have learned that? Wolverine doesn't kill people in any of the things that he would have watched that I know of. Who knows what he gets up to when he's on YouTube or whatever. He's got the skills to do it. But yeah, those things. Like, what to a three-year-old, what does the concept of death seem like? My father died, I want to say 2 years ago. So Hayden was very young. He still recognizes, I think, pictures of him. At least he did a while ago. He called him Grampy or whatever he called him. And he saw a picture of him and he recognized him. But I don't think he knows that he's gone, like, from the universe. Again, I'm if it's not obvious, I'm going off of no notes again this time. I just thought I needed one because of the birthday. It felt obligatory. So yeah, I'm just wondering, I don't know when I, for example, got to the concept of death. But that rollover from 9 to 10 is when it mattered. So is my nephew, is he doomed to that, or is he gonna be more able to go about his life without wondering every day about death? Hard to say. If only I were playing Nintendo right now, as per the original idea for this thing. Apart from that, no, I don't have much to say. I just wanted to get one done. I'd say I've got about 5 more of these in me, roughly. I don't know for sure. What else we got? How are you today? I'm not dead yet, according to my timer. 39. That's about, I would say, halfway. More than likely. I'm not super healthy at the moment, but I think overall my health never mind.